Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
Let's get it! Mike Sempervivi here with you for the next hour talking about professional wrestling, which is something we do every single day here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Tune in iHeart American Forces Radio, Cable Radio Network 2, SportsByline.com, over-the-air affiliates, podcast, maybe your video streaming on Twitch or YouTube. However you're joining us today, I'd just like to say thank you. Hopefully wherever you are, it's sunny outside. Even if not, hopefully it's sunny inside your mind. A sunny, warm day here on my portion of Delmarva. Not sure what it's like where the boss man is at right now, but wherever he is, that's where he's at. And he'll be back with me tomorrow. And hopefully, when he does come back, he won't be wearing a Stone Cold Steve Austin-sized knee brace. Those who heard the show yesterday know all about that story. And as a result, Filthy Tom Lawler will be joining me today. Hopefully, the big boss man is on the mend. And shout out to AEW's The Blade, a.k.a. Jesse Goulemette, who is also on the mend. He's recovering from back fusion surgery. Somehow Brian will say that his knee is much worse off than this man's back, but fusion surgery is no joke. This was posted up to the front page of F4WOnline.com earlier on today by our own Ian Carey. The 44-year-old has been out of action since February with a lower back injury. He posted to Instagram on Tuesday to say that he recently underwent successful back fusion surgery. During a virtual autograph signing in late June, The Blade expressed hope he might be able to return to the ring in a couple of months. His partner, The Bunny, has not wrestled in over a year as well and was actually removed from the AEW roster page in November. She said during the same virtual signing that she's currently on a hiatus from wrestling. Blade's been around for a long time, wrestled under the names of Braxton Sutter and Pepper Parks in his career. He was actually trained by our own Les Thatcher and began his career in Les Thatcher's HWA promotions, been TNA, ROH, all sorts of places. So hopefully he'll be back on the men soon, no pun intended, and back in the ring. Got a lot to get into today. Like I said, Filthy will be joining me. Talk about tonight's AEW Dynamite, last night's NXT, and so much more when we get back. Wrestling Observer Live.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print everything for my business.
Sure can.
And the quality is guaranteed?
Absolutely.
Plus, you'll beat any price quote. Is that right?
For sure.
How about this one?
We'll beat it.
Can you print menu signs and flyers?
Sure can.
How about blueprints?
No problem.
What about red prints?
Not a real thing.
What if they were?
We'd print them, and they'd look amazing.
Now at Staples, print more, save more. Up to $150 off your print purchase. Ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details and staples.com/price match for in-store price match guarantee.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Sempervivi and Filthy Tom Lawler here with you. We do this show right here for an hour at a time every single day, but if you want us 24-7, you can try to find us on Twitter/X. I am at Sempervivi. Tom is at Filthy Tom Lawler. Brian is at Brian Alvarez. The website for this show is at WONF4W, and the broadcaster is at Sports Byline USA. You can catch Jim Valley here with you on Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific. And on Sundays, Andrew Zarian joins you beginning at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific. I'd also love it if you made the wrestling news part of your day. Wherever you find your favorite podcast, you can find the wrestling news, or head on over to thewrestlingnews.com and at Wrestling News AV on X and Facebook. Every single day of the year, everything you need to know to get your day started, get you up to date, or get you to your favorite long-form reviewed pod like Wrestling Observer Radio. A new one of those will be up for subscribers at some point overnight tonight, Eastern Time. As soon as Dave wraps up the show and as soon as Brian can get that show started, it will be available to everybody. I can tell you how to become a member of the site, but I'll do that a little bit later on because I got to bring in Filthy Tom Lawler. Once again, coming out of the bullpen on short notice, saving his tag team partner's rear end one more time. Filthy, how are you?
I'm doing all right. Wasn't quite prepared to make my run in. Didn't have a chance to warm up. But as always, when you need me, Mike, there's a 50% shot I'll be there. 100% of the time.
That's it. You know, yeah, 87.3% of the time, you make it good 100% of the time or something like that. That's one of those concept of plans, I guess. You know, it just started with an injury. There's another injury I noticed up on the website as well, too, and that is AEW producer Sanjay Dutt, who is undergoing shoulder replacement surgery. He underwent that last week. Now, what was interesting about this to me is how he let everybody know, not the fact that he did it on Twitter or X, but how he described it, which was, after dealing with a myriad of shoulder injuries for the better part of the last two decades, I started my journey to get fixed. Last week, I underwent surgery, receiving a reverse total shoulder replacement. Been extremely taxing mentally and physically, but I'm so excited for my future. Dutt, 42 years old, is a producer in AEW and, of course, manages the motley crew of Jeff Jarrett, Jay Lethal, and Satnam Singh. Last match he had was in February of 2023, and he's been working behind the scenes in TNA since 2021 when he left WWE as an agent and producer to go work for AEW. But a reverse total shoulder replacement, Tom, that makes it sound like he's gotten a total shoulder replacement in the past, and now they were reversing that process, which, isn't there something kind of oxymoronic about that statement? Is that
I must do some research after the show is over, because I need to understand exactly what you do in a reverse total shoulder replacement surgery. Somebody much more intelligent than myself will have to explain this to me.
I doubt there's going to be
another injury, Mike, unfortunately. Yes? It appears Jake Lee went down with a knee injury last night, had to be stretchered out of the match that he was in. So hopefully nothing major, but...
No, you don't want to hear about anybody getting hurt, although... I know a lot of New Japan... Look, I'm going to go ahead and say it. I know a lot of New Japan fans, including my co-host on the Adam and Mike Big Audio Nightmare, Adam Summers. You'd never want to see anybody get hurt, but if you had to take a break from watching somebody in New Japan for a while, a lot of people would say that person would be Jake Lee. I hate to say that, but that's true. A polarizing pro wrestler he is. Are you a fan?
No.
Very slow style. That slow style that he works. You think he can kick his rear end? Him and Gabe Kidd together? That's what I'd like to see. Maybe he can get back together and piece him back together. His first match back and be he and Gabe Kidd against you and Fred Rosser. I'd take that.
I'd take anything at this point. I'd take his spot in the War Dogs if they offered it to me. I'd take his hat and his little feather, whatever. I'll take it all.
Dynamite tonight, live on TBS from Rupp Arena in Lexington, Kentucky. All of the fallout from this past Saturday's All Out pay-per-view. I don't think any hypodermic needles will be on display. You think they show a still shot of that or any footage of that on the network show tonight? You think they got enough cojones to do that?
I think we might. Yeah, we might get a still shot.
I would figure it's got to be the still shot. Yeah, I don't think you want to go through and see the whole thing or not. But, yeah, I didn't get a chance to talk about that. That's one of those things that even in GCW I wouldn't want to see. I'm not even sure in GCW they've ever done that. But needles, no bueno to me. So, no thank you when it comes to that one. But they finally added some matches. Brian was complaining about that yesterday, and deservedly so. You know, they had really nothing announced for this show other than Queen Aminata against Mariah May in an AEW World Women's Title Eliminator match. Also, there's going to be a Casino Gauntlet match, number one contendership for the AEW World Tag Team title. But this morning, they also added for the TNT title in a match that I'm actually looking forward to here a little bit, Jack Perry against Leo Rush. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that I love watching Leo Rush wrestle. And it'll be interesting to see how well Jack Perry keeps up with him. Size-wise, it's kind of a perfect matchup here. But what do you think about Leo Rush actually kind of sticking around, it seems like, now in AEW? He always seems to be a guy that will show up in a promotion, and before long, he's kind of gone. And you get those dazzles of how great he is, and then he disappears for a while again. But it looks like he's actually spending some time here in AEW, Tom.
Yeah, and he's been slotted into the top flight group. So he's coming out in his flight attendant gear, I guess is what it is. Maybe he's a pilot. I'm not quite sure. But so he's involved in, you know, an act that looks like they've been trying to feature, obviously, more and more. Like you mentioned, it's a perfect matchup when it comes to size, but not necessarily style. There's no one that can truly match the style of Leo Rush. There's very few people on the planet. I'm sure there's some guys floating around in Dragon Gate who would prove me wrong there. But, you know, it's always awesome to see him. And I think a lot of the issues that he's had in the past, obviously, as being like a smaller wrestler, sometimes it's easier to get injured. And, you know, hopefully he can just stay healthy and keep on this track that he's been on.
You know, and you think about some of the guys he does match up well with, a guy like a Pack or somebody like Nathan Frazier. They were both guys who started their careers in Dragon Gate or spent a lot of time in Dragon Gate. And Ricochet is another one. And Ricochet is going to be on this show and in a much more balanced matchup as far as what these two guys do in the ring, facing off against Sammy Guevara, who is now back in AEW. I guess he's been in AEW, but obviously doing a lot of stuff on the Ring of Honor roster. He and Dustin Rhodes and the Von Erich brothers and all that sort of stuff. But in there against Ricochet tonight, looking forward to that one. Hopefully for Ricochet, he's got a little bit more wind here. Seemed to be a little tired in that last match he had with Kyle Fletcher, but in there with Sammy tonight.
Yeah, this will be, I'm sure, a lot of high-flying spots, a lot of crazy counters. I mean, I think that's kind of what you want out of a Ricochet and Sammy Guevara match, if that's your type of thing. So, you know, I guess it looks like we're going to move towards Ricochet taking on Will Ospreay for the title that he holds, or at least that's what they were working towards after All Out backstage. So expect Ricochet, obviously, to get the win here and then rack up a series of wins on his way to face Will Ospreay.
Not only is Dynamite tonight, if you're going to that show in Lexington, they're also going to be taping Friday's episode of Rampage there as well. Saturday's Collision, not live, in case anybody needs to know that, in case they need to watch out for spoilers. They're actually going to be taping Saturday night's Collision tomorrow inside the Nutter Center in Dayton, Ohio.
One match you say that?
For that. What, the Nutter Center?
Sorry.
Do they sell Nutter Butters at the Nutter Center? It would only make sense. Speaking of Nutters, if you see Shannon Sharp trending on Twitter, don't click and see what it is. Don't do it. We'll be back. Wrestling Observer Live.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now, We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi, Filthy Tom Lawler here with you, Wrestling Observer Live. Tom has been feverishly checking Twitter in the during the break. Find anything good?
I was checking to see if you made the list of top commentators on the radio for pro wrestling, but unfortunately, Mike, no.
Well, that actually leads me into talking about the Pro Wrestling Illustrated 500, yes.
Maybe I should put out a filthy five of the top five pro wrestling radio co-hosts.
Something tells me at this point, with the, you know, the influence and the size they have and the backing by like WWE, I would assume Busted Open is going to get all those. And LaGreca, I love LaGreca. He does a great job. I don't, some of the other folks on there, maybe not so much. But LaGreca would be fine. I wouldn't mind coming in second or third to him. What would really hurt my feelings is actually coming in underneath Bossman at this point, taking off time constantly. I'm not even sure if he could make the evaluations that are done to decide those sorts of things, including everybody in the PWI 500. Where did you finish, by the way, before I get into the top 10 here? Where did you finish this year? Please say 469.
I wish. In the illustrious 290s, I believe. Maybe
290.
So, yeah, somewhere in there. Quite a fall from last year where I was number, who cares?
Was that ever something? Now, did you care about, did you read PWI? You're a little bit younger than I am. In the magazines when I was growing up, they were still a big thing, although the transition was rapidly happening with people moving over to newsletters, including Pro Wrestling Illustrated. They started like a This Week thing that they had, but were you a wrestling magazine fan at all?
Yeah, I loved them. I loved every magazine I could get my hands on. I think I have some Gong maybe laying around here somewhere. I think the PWI 500 is pretty cool. You know what I mean? But as a wrestler, as somebody who's in it, I would be more interested in seeing the top 500 earners in professional wrestling. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, I hate to say it, but that's really what it should be all about.
Well, yeah, and it always kind of made me laugh when people would get bent out of shape out of their ranking in the PWI 500, which, I mean, does say that there's a level of kayfabe involved in the thing, considering they consider your win-loss record that takes place.
Yeah, and I'd like to say, like, they made a point to mention that Roman Reigns did not have enough matches in the time period to be ranked. But I would argue that makes him the number one professional wrestler on the planet, because he was arguably the biggest draw, and
yeah,
apparently did the least amount of work. So that is true professional wrestling, if you ask me. It would, if I had to do a list, it would probably be like number one, Roman Reigns, number two and three, the Good Brothers, number four, Jake Lee.
You know, yeah, for the amount of effort put in. Now, could this be the Kevin Nash Award? Like, you know, they have like a Stanley Weston Award that they hand out, you know, to people. Could this be the Kevin Nash Award? It won't be the Memorial Award. He hasn't died, but big sexy Kevin Nash. You know, the
Kevin
man
Nash?
Who makes yes.
You know, oh, maybe you know what? Perhaps I should have done some more research. Maybe I'm a little too young. Maybe I'm just like our U.S. champion Logan Paul, who has no clue who Kevin Nash is, according to himself. Did you see Logan Paul's interview about Kevin Nash or his promo?
Oh, his promo
that he cut on him.
Oh yeah, we talked about that a little bit yesterday. You know, because it is incredibly hilarious that Kevin Nash would complain about anybody making a massive amount of money for not going up and down the road and working that much. And granted, different in Kevin Nash's day, that guy did go up and down the road a lot, and there is a brotherhood, and there is a lot of that stuff, but it's also 2024, and we've had so many people who have been one-offs in this business or just kind of gotten close to the business that a guy who actually performs that well, who actually goes out of his way to really promote, and granted, a lot of it is promoting his own stuff in the process, but it's not like this guy seems to be negative for professional wrestling. It's like saying Bad Bunny would be bad for wrestling.
Here's the question. Does Logan Paul need to be in the WWE? Absolutely not. Right? So he's doing it because he wants to.
Exactly.
So, you know, bury the guy if you want, but yeah.
I mean,
I was on his side on that one.
Why? Now, to you, you're a worker. One of the biggest worker I know. Actually, that would be Alvarez. But do you care that he doesn't know terms? And am I the only one? Because Brian doesn't agree with me on this. But, like, Logan Paul comes from a place, and he's from an age where even if he was a lot more into wrestling, do you expect people to know the terms work and shoot and care about any of that jargon?
To me, what it boils down to is this guy good at his job or not? He's one of the best guys in the world at his job. Yeah. Well, and, like, that's to me, that's what it comes down to.
I don't know. Cody Rhodes was number one, by the way, basically because of Roman Reigns. So if you want to put Roman Reigns 1A, you can. But Cody Rhodes was number one in the PWI 500. The rest of the top 10, which PWI posted online yesterday, included in order. Number two, Swerve Strickland, followed by Will Ospreay, Seth Rollins, Tetsuya Naito, Damian Priest, MJF, Jon Moxley, Gunther, and Mystico. This is how I feel about Tetsuya Naito. It used to be like when PWI didn't really cover Japanese wrestling for the most part, but you'd pick up the PWI 500 every year, and at like 7 or 8 would always be Misawa or Keiji Muto or something like that. Just constantly, it would be like that guy in there. And that's what kind of feels like Naito is at being in this thing this year.
Well, he's still the champion.
He is.
He's been the champion all year. In a kayfabe list, you know, he should be ranked up at the top. He had an abysmal G1. He's been questionable to a lot of people in ring. But that's not what this is about. You know, it's
a
kayfabe list. And he's been the champion, and he deserves it.
You going to clap and do it too and say it?
Absolutely not.
New Japan Road to Destruction Tour did continue today in Sendai. As Filthy told you about Jake Lee getting injured in his 6-man tag team match with David Finlay and Gabe Kidd. They lost to Hirooki Goto, Ishii, and Yoshihashi. The main event on that show was Doki defeating Taiji Ishimori for the IWGP Junior Heavyweight title. You know, El Desperado hasn't been around, Filthy. We've gotten a lot of Despy, though, along with Taiji Ishimori and Doki in the Junior Heavyweight title picture. Leo Rush is a guy that I would love to see over there. Ricochet is talking about him still having things that he wants to finish in New Japan Pro Wrestling as well, although I could see him being a heavyweight when he goes back over there. But the junior title picture, you know, right now, again, it's kind of like a lot of their title pictures. Tag title picture, it needs some, you know, some enthusiasm in it. It needs a jolt of energy or something like that. Can you think of somebody off the top of your head, either in New Japan or somebody that could go to New Japan that you'd like to actually see in the junior heavyweight division and kind of fire things up? Because, you know, there's guys like Robbie Eagles and some others that they've underused here, but they've been around so long now. It's like, you know, if you're not doing anything with them and you haven't been, I'd love to see some new bodies come in and actually do something there.
Yeah, what they should do is just have me go run through everybody like Takaiwa and just powerbomb and Death Valley Driver the living daylights out of everybody there, send them to the hospital, you know, possibly end their life or career. But
Shikai,
you know,
was known for.
I do fit under the weight limit, but I don't think that's going to happen. I would honestly, like I mentioned earlier, I mentioned Dragon Gate, and I would love to see them just, there's so many guys, good wrestlers that size in Dragon Gate. I would love to see them over there. Kevin Knight, there's somebody we haven't heard from in a while, right, who deserves more of a shine. Hey, what's Kushida been up to ever since he had that foot and mouth disease or whatever he had? I don't remember him really, you know, coming back and making it to the top of the card. So he could be another guy that you could always throw in there. But like you mentioned, there's a million outsiders. Last year, I believe, or earlier this year, they had Ninja Mac and Dragon Dia, maybe, in the Best of the Super Juniors.
Yeah.
There's so many guys that they could bring in. It's just, where do you fit them in? Where do you find a spot for them? There's also a junior tag division, right, that doesn't get, you know, much play until the end of the year.
I couldn't tell you without looking it up. Can you name the champions?
I think it's the War Dogs.
Is it the War Dogs?
Joel Maloney looks like he's about 275 pounds right now.
Well, that's right. And Clark Connors. So, I don't know. They do, to me, I would love to see some bodies in there. It's one of the parts about TNA's relationship with them falling apart, too, is we're not getting guys like Kushida and all that in there. We'll be back. Wrestling Observer Live.
Fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risen Kizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi, Filthy Tom Lawler here with you. Wrestling Observer Live, everyone's favorite ratings news. Monday season premiere of Raw on the USA Network averaged 1.43 million viewers and drew a 0.45 rating in 18 to 49s. Both numbers are the lowest Raw has done since the last time they had to go head up with the NFL way back in January. Yep, college football, pro football is back, and it's going to beat up on everything. So when things aren't going well, like they're not for a collision right now, anytime you got to deal with all of that, it's going to be no fun, especially if WWE's got a premium live event taking place on the same day. We've already seen that shake itself out plenty of times. Everything this weekend, apparently, though, Tom, is on Fridays. Are you going to be working anywhere on Friday?
Hey, this Friday I will be in New Albany, Indiana for Paradigm Pro Wrestling, Our Lady of Perpetual Hops Brewery. Get ready for this one, Mike. Filthy Tom Lawler versus Madman Pondo.
Excuse me? Madman Pondo?
Yes. Friday night, Our Lady of Perpetual Hops. I'll say it again. Paradigm Pro Wrestling. Filthy Tom Lawler taking on Madman Pondo. And then Saturday for MLW, Filthy Tom versus Matt Riddle. Valet Tudo rules. Anything goes.
Beat that man's face in. Do it. Both him and Pondo. I meant Riddle specifically, but also Pondo. Actually, I don't know if it's a good thing or not that that thing is going to be at a brewery. Don't drink beforehand, because I have a feeling against Pondo, you might bleed, and you know what happens when you drink and bleed. Goes everywhere.
Yeah, some of the best nights of my life have been spent like that.
Bunch of stuff is also taking place, not just that Paradigm show taking place, which is available on Triller TV, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know.
One of those.
Maybe Gone.
One of those, but
things haven't been looking too hot for old Fight TV lately, powered by Triller. So.
Yeah, a bunch of people kind of bailing off of there. Was it? I don't know. They're going to make. When is the? No, that's Netflix. When is the Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight? That's got to be. That's coming up, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe it's November.
Oh, it's November. Okay, it's that far off. So
maybe October.
I don't know.
One of the burrs.
Amazingly, the Triller made all of that money, and then I don't know. I don't know if that was the best way to go about things, doing what they did. I don't know. But it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter at all, because none of this other wrestling that I'm going to tell you about is going to be on Triller at all. SmackDown, in fact, is going to be back on USA from Climate Pledge Arena in Seattle. Boss Man says he's going to be there. Andrade against Carmelo Hayes. Austin Theory and Grayson Waller against an unknown partner and Kevin Owens and Cody Rhodes against Solo Sikoa. But not only that, there's TNA Victory Road in San Antonio, as well as the CMLL 91st anniversary show, which I always thought was on a Saturday, but here we are on a Friday. Mask versus Mask four-way, Valiente, Euphoria, Hechicero, and Esfinge. And also the main event, which is the biggest thing for most of the people listening to this show, Chris Jericho against Mystico. So Jericho back in Arena Mexico, facing off against Mystico. It's the main event. Apparently there are some people who are upset about the fact that that is going on last as opposed to the Mask versus Mask four-way. But I don't know, Filthy, I kind of get it for the same reasons that we mentioned when it came to making money earlier on in the show. this is the biggest money match, and I'm sure they are expecting a lot of people to sign up for their premium YouTube service, CMLs, that is, to watch that match.
Well, Mike, I hate to say it, but like, can you name the people in the four-way again?
In the four, Valiente?
Okay.
Well, it's Valiente, Euphoria, Hechicero, and Esfinge, which, again, you know, compared to mask matches of the past or some of the big mask matches, you know, your Viano against Blue Panther or, you know, La Sombra against Místico or whatever.
Hold on.
Whatever.
This is the match that's in place of those?
Well, I would assume. I mean, look, if Jericho and Místico were not on the show, I would assume that this would be the main event. Surely a mask match would be the main event.
This is that show? This is that show? The show that always has the killer blood feud in the main event where a guy loses his mask? Oh. Yeah. I mean, I think Místico and Jericho should be the main event. Those are all four fine wrestlers, but my point was that you mentioned the match, and then I didn't even remember who was in it. And I could have told you that Jericho and Místico was the main event. From the people I've seen online that know more about Lucha Libre than me, it seems as if that's the match that's been getting the most attention from the fans. So, of course. I mean, the Lionheart, it's not like he's, you know, been doing a ton of tours down in Mexico over the years or lately. So, of course, him being back in CMLL against none other than one of the 10 best professional wrestlers on the planet in the main event, Místico. I mean, that's a fantastic match.
Fellow MLW roster member, double champion.
Yeah. Got a question for you.
Yes.
Who do you think is going to be the mystery partner for Kevin Owens? Because in the past, you know, he was kind of teamed up with Cody Rhodes, who it won't be because Cody Rhodes is in the main event against Solo Sikoa. And the other man in that crew was Randy Orton, who was on Raw for the past month or so. Do they treat this as kind of his big return to SmackDown? Is that who it's going to be, you think?
I would think so. That was immediately where my mind went, was because you want to kind of reintroduce him back into the picture. And again, he made veiled threats to Cody. You know, well, I shouldn't say veiled threats. That's where my wrestling brain went. He sat on the couch and said, "Cody, I'll be there for you. I got your back," which to me means I'm going to kill you and turn on you at some point. And Owens and Orton together to me are perfect. And them as heels, them as thorns in Cody's side while the bloodline is doing bloodline things, I would like that. I would actually like to see that. So I don't know if they're going to go in that direction or not, but other than him, has anybody been out for a while? I can't think of somebody who would be ready to jump into that spot.
No, I mean, you could always bring in Sami Zayn for a pop. Right. But I mean,
I'm not wasting that on Austin Theory and Grayson Waller, like no offense to them. But, you know, and that's the other thing with getting Owens and Orton together is, you know, fooling the fans here. You know, they probably have put out most of them of their heads any threat of Cody. We saw Kevin Owens not hit Cody in the back of the head with the belt and team with him. So the more you can kind of take that out of the fans' minds, which you could do here with Theory and Waller, who are two guys who we've been waiting to see a turn on, you know, one or the other now for a while. And I have a feeling that's going to be coming here real soon, because that pay-per-view, Bad Blood, is in Atlanta. It's hard for me to believe that Austin Theory, because they've teased this for so long, is not going to go full babyface on Grayson Waller here in the lead up to that show. And then that's when you finally have their match together. Am I crazy for thinking that?
No, I mean, it could be that. It could be them surviving as a team until the pay-per-view. And then, you know, maybe by hook or crook, they somehow get a tag title shot and then lose there. And then, you know, there's the big breakup. But, I mean, that has been going on since Mania, essentially. They won the belts and then were immediately threatening to break up and go singles. So it's been a long time coming. It's like the fact that I think it's got to be coming soon, although I've thought this for months, is that they went back essentially to being a team last week. They, like, got back on the same page. And if that continues on for another 3 or 4 months, my head may explode.
I'm going to make your head explode here because I'm going to go through some of what happened on NXT last night. I've been talking here. And hey, look, if you want the full wrap-up on this show, don't worry. Brian is going to be losing his mind on the next Brian and Vinny show. Trust me, when they review NXT, I'll get to the reasons why here in a little bit. But first match, they open up, which actually they open up with Trick Williams in the parking lot getting to the building. It's 12:30. And then they show Julia getting to the building. It's 2:30. And then Jordan Grace shows up. It's 4 o'clock. And every time they showed somebody showing up, there was Jada Parker in the parking lot with a wooden baseball bat waiting for somebody. At no point does Vic Joseph ever say anything about it. It's just everybody showing up, even though they've made it completely obvious that she's trying to swing that bat on somebody. They went right into the first match, which was for the NXT Tag Team title, Axiom and Nathan Frazier defending against the Street Profits. They actually showed a graphic with everybody, all of the announcers on there. So there, Brian, that was for you, including the new guy, Blake Howard, who is now taking over for a very, very pregnant Kelly Kincaid. So all the best of luck to her. The match was good for the time that it went, but it went less than 8 minutes, Tom, and the Street Profits hit that electric chair blockbuster, I forget what they call it, on Frazier, and that could have been the finish. But then Tama Tonga, Tongaloa, and Jacob Fatu hit the ring and laid everybody out. So in one way, it was kind of disappointing because those two teams are really good. But considering that the match was supposed to be Wentz and Trey Miguel against Axiom and Frazier, and you not only got the Street Profits, but then you get the Bloodline in to lay everybody out, I thought that was a thumbs up.
Cool. I think ahead of the move to the old CW network, too, it's important to get stuff like this happening on NXT. It's important to get these kind of big name surprises that you're not necessarily expecting, along with the people that they bring down and do advertise in advance. So I think it's a great move. I'm along with Brian here. I really like watching this current iteration of NXT. You know, it's not like you're not guaranteed to get a flawless match every time on a show.
No, but it is a show's entertaining. Show. Yes, yeah. It's Wrestling University. I mean, that's really what it is. I mean, that's
I love the original NXT, right? Like basically the holdover from FCW. You had some of the most talented guys on the planet. You had like Rollins, Owens, Zayn, all those guys are there at the same time. Cesaro, right? So it's tough to match that feeling. But this show's like more fun to watch. You know, it's wacky a lot of times. But
yes, definitely character driven.
That's what makes me enjoy it.
Well, it's one of the things is there's a bunch of fleshed out characters, and sometimes the problem is there's characters before they're wrestler. I mean, we see that with their entire women's division. We know who Sol Ruka is. We know who Jada Parker is. We know who Kendall Gray is. Like, we know who these people are and what they are, for as much as we talk about the generic blondes and all that sort of stuff. Like, we know who they are. They're not great in the ring yet, but you do get an idea of who these people are going to be.
Brian absolutely hates it whenever I've gotten him to watch Woman of Wrestling, but it's a very similar show.
It is,
right?
It
you know, the person comes out of the entranceway, and you know exactly what you're getting for better or worse. And there's something very refreshing about that in today's landscape.
What was not refreshing, and we're not going to get a chance to really say a whole lot here, but I got to speak my piece on Julie in this match with Chelsea Green. I like the fact that they got Chelsea Green. I thought she was the right choice because of her experience level. And she can take a hell of an ass kicking. But the problem was, this was like a 7-minute match where she got in a bunch of offense on Julia. And for somebody you're treating as a killer, as this grand person coming in, I thought they made a little bit of a mistake. But I'll get Filthy's thoughts on that and wrap this thing up when we get back from break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi, Filthy Tom Lawler here with you. NXT about killed Brian last night. I'm sure what he's going to complain about a lot, I'm sure, is Charlie Dempsey defeating Javon Evans. Tom, I need you to see the Charlie Dempsey match with Javon Evans, really for one reason, and that is I'm going to need your opinion on his really purple Nobuhiko Takada Generalissimo trunks that he had that almost looked photoshopped on him. Like they were something else. And the only person I could think of was Takada, and the only person I know who would get that reference would be you. So I'm going to need you to watch that just for that reason.
Well, we can only hope that one day he comes out in a Generalissimo Takada suit, the military-style suit, and then disrobes down to the purple, and then once again disrobes, and they bring out a giant gong like Takada would have at the beginning of Pride, and he gets down to his bare butt cheeks, bangs the gong, and we get the action underway.
It was a mawashi.
You just got to go all the way.
Which you, by the way, mimicked that, if I recall correctly. Did you not?
No, although there's plenty of time in the future now that you mention it.
Main event of last night, Trick Williams defeated Pete Dunne in about 14 minutes. He's the number one contender to the Ethan Page's NXT title. Julia, as I mentioned, I don't know. Funaki. Actually, Tom, this is a great one. You want to talk about a survivor? Funaki is apparently Julia's translator. 26 consecutive years working for the WWF and WWE.
Number five on my list of all-time workers.
The Filthy Five. There's going to be a graphic for that, too, coming up. Filthy, thank you very much for saving the day one more time for Brian. I want to thank producer John. I want to thank producer Dom. And I want to thank all of you out there for watching and listening. We shall talk to you again after a while.